So the truth is, today's daf is mamash a loaded daf. We started off talking about Bashert and Arbam Yoim Koidim Yitzias Avlad. Baskol says Bas Pleni Lepleni. From there, we talked about rumors in Halacha, which is a fascinating topic. Writing on Cholomoid, and then Hilchas Avelos. So as far as raid goes, it's hard to choose. So we decided to do something a little out of the box, and that is go back to yesterday's daf. So we're going to go back to daf Yud Ches and revisit a very important Gemara that we didn't have time to speak any raid on, and that is a Gemara on the top of daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. It's kedai to see the Gemara again inside. So it's two lines from the top of daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara tells a story. Pinchas Achua de Mar Shmuel Isra Bei Milsa. Mar Shmuel, as in the great Amor Shmuel, he had a brother whose name was Pinchas. Pinchas was sitting shiva. All Shmuel a mishal time of minay. So Shmuel went to be menachem avil his brother. Says the Gemara, chazinu l'tufrit avin afisha, and he saw that his fingernails were long. Amale, so he asked him, amale shoklas lo, why don't you cut your nails? Amale, so Pinchas turned to Shmuel and he told him, my beloved brother, don't you realize? He said, you see what's going on? He's sitting shiva right now. And he said, ibidi dehava. He said, if this was you, if the roles were reversed, mi mezalzel spekulei hai, would you be mezalzel in shiva? Says the Gemara, havoi kishkoga sheyoytze milifnei hashalat. It was literally like a decree that came out of the mouth of the ruler, the Isra bei Milsa v'Shmuel. And a short while later, Shmuel himself found himself in that very situation where he was sitting shiva. And the Gemara says, oh, Pinchas achula mishal time emineh. And Pinchas went, and he went to be Menachem Avil Shmuel this time. As he comes and he sits down with Shmuel, shaklinu l'tofre, Shmuel cut his fingernails, l'shitasa yel, that was something you're allowed to do, and chaftinu l'ape. And he literally flicked them in front of his brother. Amale, he told him, leslach bris krusalis fasayim. He says, I don't understand. Don't you know the power of speech, the power of words? How did you utter those words that you uttered when I came to be Menachem Avalu? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, "Minayin shebris krusel esfasayim." How do you know bris krusel esfasayim? Shneimer, because the pasuk says, "Vayomer Avram al Na'arav." Avram told the Na'arav, "Shulachem poyim achamar, v'ani v'hanar nelcha adkoy, v'nishtacheve, v'nashuva alechem." The context is Avram is going together with Yitzchak and Yishmael and Eliezer Eved Avram, and they're going to do the Akedah. Now Yitzchak doesn't know at that point where they're going. So Avram goes to a certain point. He turns around and he tells Yishmael and Eliezer Eved Avram, he says, me and the Nar, you know, we're going to go now up to the mountain. V'nishtachave, we're just going to bow down to the Shechina on the mountain. V'noshuva, and we're going to come back to you. So you just wait here. We're about to come back. V'estaya milsa, v'kachave, said Rabbi Yochanan, the Hadid Travayu, that they actually returned. So what do you see from here? So Rabbi Yochanan said, you see the power of speech. Because really, that's not what was supposed to happen. There was supposed to be an Akedah. So, minayin shebris krusalis fasayim, how do you know that bris is krusalis fasayim? Says the Gemara, you know it from this pasuk. V'yoymer Avram el na'arav, shvu lochem poyim achamor, v'ani v'hanar, nelchad. So that's what Shmuel told Pinchas. He said, Pinchas, how do you tell that to me? He says, I understand, maybe I was insensitive to you, but at the same time, to say something like that, that's bris krusalis vasayim, this is something that you should have been careful of. And the truth is, this Gemara, if you stop and meditate on it a little bit, and you're mispainin, it's an incredible Gemara. You see the power of speech. Minayin shebris krusalis fasayim. Rabbi Yochanan's memra, and the Gemara said that Pinchas said something to Shmuel, and it was kishkoga sheyoytzei milifnei hashalet, that Shmuel found himself sitting shiva simply because of something that his brother told him. The truth is, there's another Gemara, which is very, very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, Tosfos on our Amud already shtelsu this Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says as follows: Tanu Rabbanan, ha'oiskim behesped. People that are involved in a hesped, they're being maspid and amazed. Incidentally, Brachas Yud Ches Amud Aleph is the third perek of Masechtas Brachas. It's perek Misha Meisai. And the truth is, everyone knows that perek Ve'ilu Megalchin is a perek that the Sefer Chassidim said there were people that didn't want to learn. It's interesting that if you look at that Sefer Chassidim, the same exact piece says that the same people that never wanted to learn Ve'ilu Megalchim never wanted to learn the third parak of Masechtas Brachas. But I guess maybe in all the excitement of the beginning of the Daf Yomi Machzor, somehow that gets lost. But parak Ve'ilu Megalchim went down in history as a parak that there were always people that learned with trepidation. But the third parak, parak Misha Mesa, it's in the same sentence, the same exact Rav Yudah Chassid that talks about people that don't want to learn Ve'ilu Megalchim, and he doesn't like it, he rebukes them, he says, Toiv lo lechas leveis Avel, learn the Eilam Agalchem. So he says it's talking about the third parak of Masechtas Brachos as well. Either way, the third parak of Brachos very much correlates with the third parak of Ma'ikatan. It's Ve'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyas. It says the Braisa, Ha'oiskin Behespis, Mancha Meis Mutal Lefneim, if the Meis is there in the Shmatim Echad Echad, V'kir, Ina Meis Mutal Lefneim, Hein Yoishvin, V'kirin, V'u Yoishay V'doimim. Okay. Heim Oimdim U'mespalalim. V'hu, skipping, the person that's an Avol gets up, umatzdik all of a sudden. He's supposed to be matzdik the din. V'oimer, this is what he should say. Ribayin ha'yulamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, harbi chatasi lefanecha. I sin so much towards you. V'loi nefrata mimeni, echad mini elef. And this punishment that you just gave me, it's 1,000th of what I really deserve. Yiratzai milfanecha, Hashem aleikenu, shetigdar pirtzai senu, or pirtzai skalamcha beis yisrael berachamim. Zokti gemar. It's a braisa. I'm Rabbi's. Abai heard this braisa. And Abai heard that the time in the braisa wants an oval to get up and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is so painful. This is so awful. Abetzidukadin, Baruch Dayino Emes. And then he should say that, Golu V'yodua, I understand that really I'm not deserving of anything because Harbi Chatosi Lefanecha, V'lein Efrata Mimeni Echad Miniel. So Abai said, don't say this. Don't say words like that out of your mouth. What? A person's going through a tzara and he should turn and he should say this is 1,000th of what this person deserves. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Because Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, and he said there's a braisa that already mentions in the name of the great Rabbi Yossi. A person should never give the satan an opportunity to be mekatrik. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Micro, what's the makar to this? The pasuk says, Kimat kistoim hayinu. The Navi says, Yeshaya Perek Aleph. This is the Navi of Chazon Yeshayo. So the Navi says that we were like Sodom, Kemat like Stoim. Maya Hadalu Navi, Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitsine Stoim. And then eventually the Yidden suddenly are they're being compared to Stoim. So you open up an opportunity for the Satan to be Mekatrik. You have to be careful. So there's a concept of Al Tiftach Pele Satan. So this is Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. Our Gemara talks about Bris Krusel Lisvasayim. And the Gemara Brachas Daf Yates Haman Aleph talks about Al Tiftach Pele Satan. The truth is, there's a very lengthy discussion in the Achrayinim what the difference is between these two concepts. It doesn't sound like it's the same thing. If it's the same thing, then we would just say the same thing. Here, Bris Krusa Lefasayim, and here, Al Tiftach Pele Satan. And there's different ideas that are suggested by different Gedoyli Achrayinim veKadmonim, but for sure, even though Leiroi Yizek Roi Yizek, Hatzad Hashava Shabahen, is that a person has to be very, very careful with what comes out of his mouth. The truth is that this is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's halacha psuka. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas Avelos, not surprising. It's in Simen Shin Ayin Vav. It's Siv Katan Beis in the Ramah. Says the Ramah. Lo yoymar Adam. A person should not say lo nefrati kefi masai. That even though I was just punished, but this is not really what I deserve. Boy, do I. Person shouldn't say that. Or use your imagination to come up with a similar nusach. Don't say this. A person is not allowed to say something where he's giving the satan an opportunity to go ahead and to be mekatrik. There's a fascinating tshuva from the Chasam Sofer, not for today, something that Bezus Hashem will revisit one day. But there's a fascinating tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. It's in Chelek Vav. It's tshuva Samech Dalet. There's a lot of drama in that tshuva. It's the topic was discussing a baby that was born, and the male was having a hard time figuring out exactly how to do the bris milah. They were trying to determine if this baby was a kros shifcha, so this is like a complicated shaila that's really for a male. Either way, this was a male who was from the city of Tzelem, and he wrote a letter to the Chasam Sofer for talking about this case. And in the letter, he says that, you know, that he had this child, and he wasn't sure what to do. So he went to the Marad Asra of his Keilo, whose name was Rabbi Yoyev. He refers to him as Rabbi Yoyev, and Rabbi Yoyev told him what he thought. Either way, a short while later, he said he was in a certain shtot, and he met the great Gadol Rabbi David Deitch. And now, Rabbi David Deitch was a Talmud of the Noida Yehuda. A lot of the tshuvas in Noida Yehuda were written to Rabbi David Deitch. He was also a good friend. He was a chaver of the Chasam Sofer. We've quoted Rav David Deitch several times over the years in Raid Bites. So Hagoyin Agadol, Rav David Deitch, the Mechaber of the Sefer Oyel David. So the David Deitch was there, and he went to him, and he told him about the Shaila, and he said, Rabbi Yoyev and Rav David Deitch both told him the same psak. Basically, the psak was that this child, because of the condition that it has, quote, Lo yochol lichyos yoser migimel chadashim. He won't be able to live more than 3 months. Not only that, Rav David Deitch told him that he had a Messiah in this particular shaila from his great Rebbe, Hagoyin Agada Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, the Baal Noida Behuda. So either way, in that tshuva, this was very important. That there was a baby that was born, there was a shayla of a kros shivcha, it was questionable what to do with the bris mila, and Rabbi Yoyov and Rabbi David Deitch, in the name of the Noida Behuda, all said that this baby can't live more than Gimel Kadashim, can't live more than 3 months. Either way, this Moyel writes to the Chasam Sofer that he followed what he was told by the Gdolim, Ukishahoya ben Tesh Shavuos. And he said, when this baby was 9 weeks old, Meis Oisei Avlad. That's when this baby died. Either way, that's the story. So the Chasam Sofer writes back, and again, this tshuva is above my pay grade, but in terms of the specifics, it's very much for a moil. It just goes to show how the Gedolim are writing tshuvas on every single iri in halacha. This is mamish nitty-gritty in the laws of Mila. But either way, writes back the Chasam Sofer like this. Here's the punchline. Hine, Mises Hayeled Mitzelem. The fact that this child from Tzelem, that's where this story happened, died, lo neflace v'loy rechayka. It's not a chiddush to me. Ki hayoroy lamos. This child, unfortunately, was destined to die. Immi pas dibris Talmud Chacham yitidi v'arav agoyin Rabbi Yoyev asher shoftu leben moves. Because you said that you showed it to Rabbi Yoyev. Rabbi Yoyev said this kid can't live more than 3 months. So of course this kid was going to die. V'ave kishkoga hayoytze me'ashalit. It was kishkoga hayoytze me'ashalit. V'loy nofesh tzchuse dahu yanuka. He said, once a tzaddik like this says something like this, what's going to keep this child alive? You know what the child would need? The child would need tremendous chusim. But there's a little baby. What chus is he supposed to have? Which Rajba did this child learn that he's going to have a chus that somehow is going to save him? It's not possible. And he said, not just that, maybe he would need grosses chusavis. But he said, look at Mar Shmuel and Bava Moikot and Yud Chesam and Aleph. Where Shmuel, with all his chusim, he wasn't able to overcome Shkoga Yoitzim Ilifnei Ashalit. He said, it's nishkan gelechter. He said, it's a very dangerous thing. And he said, v'imepas dibris harbib ne'adam shedibru boy. It sounds like everybody was talking. V'nosu v'nosnu boy. He said, this became a whole sugya. He said, you were walking around the whole Europe talking about this shayla. You have a baby that Knoida Behuda Paskin can't live more than 3 months. It's a chiddush, this child died. Everybody was talking like this child was a ben mavis. How is this child going to make it out alive? This was kishkoga hayoytzem elifnei ashalit that was happening on a national scale. So who was going to overcome this? He says, v'chazal hizirunu, chazal told us, bris krusel is fasayim. And a person has to be careful what comes out of his mouth. This is what the Chasam Sofer told him. Dvar mafilim. I said, everyone was talking. This was like a whole sugya. Tshuv is being sent all over the place while the kid's alive. And everyone's like assuming for a hanocha in this halachic shayla that this child is eventually going to die. I want to tell you something. There's a fascinating postscript to this tshuva. We didn't talk about the tshuva yet, but there's a fascinating postscript to it. The Chasam Sofer wrote this tshuva to Rav David Deitch. That's who he wrote it to. Many tshuvas and tshuvas Chasam Sofer also to Rav David Deitch. That's who he wrote it to. And at the end of the tshuva, there's a hoysafa that's written by Rav David Deitch, and Rav David Deitch writes that this moyel was a liar. He said, "Lehoyu dvar meyolam." This whole story never happened. Ma'ashehigid amagid v'shmi who cause of the sheker umeyolam loy amarti davar zeh ubikashdi mikvoid sheyimcha lichtoy ba'osei amagid sheyimcha davar zeh misefa azechroinus. And he said, the reason I was so upset is not even because he said it about me, because he said that I said in the name of my Rebbe, the Noida Behuda, and ki chalila litlois buki sriki be'ilan agado meiri v'rabbi Rabbi Yecheskel zeichetzadik v'kadosh. That David Deitch wrote to the Chasam Sofer, he said, do me a favor. He says, it's not true. This story never happened. But either way, you see, it's interesting. Like you almost feel like the Chasam Sofer picked up on that because he's writing back very, very sharp, and he felt it wasn't befitting for Gdolim to talk this way. He said, never happened. This whole story was. But either way, that's the concept of Bris Krusel of Lisvasayim, and that's the concept of Al Tiftach Pel Lasotim, which is me. And really, if just to think about it for a second, like what does this all mean? What do you mean, bris krusel of lisvasayim? What does that mean? So the truth is, the Rajba in a tshuva was asked this question. The Rajba was asked this question. He says, what's this? He was actually asked a similar question. He was asked about the Gemara in Brachas that we had a geshmak of time with when we learned in Perek Haraya, where the Gemara talks about Abaye and Rava, they both had dreams, and there was a person, his name was Bar Hedya, and yeah, he was a Pesach Haloimis, but he was on the take. So really, depending on what you paid him for his hourly rate, that determined what the outcome was going to be. And Abaye, everything was good, and Rav, everything was bad, right? The whole Maisa, it's a fascinating story. Someone asked the Rajba, he said, this sounds like a Lutzanis. What, this, seriously? This is, right, the Rajba famously dealt with a lot of pre-maskilim, and that's why he wrote Svarim and Agadata, because of all the Neitzrim and all these different issues. So the Rashba dealt a lot with Divrei Agadah. So the Rashba writes back to, so the Shoyl was like, he was making Latzonus a little bit. So the Rashba says, what are you making Latzonus of? Of Koyach HaDibur? That's what you're making Latzonus of? He says, you know what the power of speech is? And he goes on, he gives him a whole Musa Shmuz, that Bilam was hired to be Makalo, and you see the Koyach of Bris Krusalis Fasayim, he says, and Al Tiftach Pelis Satan, Loshin Hara, right? The whole Torah is filled with the power of speech. Speech is so powerful, words matter. And the Rashba gives him a whole Musa Shmuz, and he says, what's the Chiddush? He said, this bothers you, seriously, this bothers you. Since Poshet, what this is about, it's the power of speech, that's the Koyach. And the Yerushalayim explain it even more, that where does speech come from? So everyone knows the Targum Unkelis, Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, the Ruach Memalala, that the Koyach Hadibur is the Neshama, it's a Koyach Elyoin, it's a Koyach Ruchni, etc., etc. But the bottom line is we talk a lot about Trachgut Vetzangut. Right? This is Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. A person has to be careful to control his thoughts, because Trachgut Vetzangut, the thoughts of a person are very powerful, but Kal V'Choymer, the Dibur of a person, is even more powerful. Allah, it's in a doyma machshava to Dibur. Dibur is way more powerful. Akima Sfasav is a Maisa, right? It's much more powerful. So Trachgut Vetzangut, but also a person has to be careful with what comes out of his mouth.